Hello. Good morning. Well, it's all over. When Harry said, let's marry, a great bombshell exploded on the British scene. But this is not the bombshell of bad news, but rather the sort of news that can only be made greater because of the mystique of the royal family and the draw that anything royal has on people's emotions and love. And this, as we all know, is not confined to British people. There is the inevitable contingent on these occasions of the Americans, the Canadians, the Aussies, and then a sprinkling of visitors from any part of the world one can think of. The Chinese seem to love anything royal, even without a wedding, so they have been flocking around. Well, I have to admit that I was also glued to the television. I'm not sure whether, had my physical stamina permitted, my enthusiasm would have led me to camp outside Windsor Castle for 2 nights to secure a prominent place for observing the bride and groom after they've taken their vows. I think probably not. But I do not blame these people for their enthusiasm, and I'm the first to acknowledge the mystique of royalty, and in particular the British royal family. It certainly is the most enduring of royalties, and more importantly, they manage to retain their ability to mount extravaganzas every now and then with perfection in the pageantry and precision in every part of the occasion or the procession. We are told that the total cost of the event came to about £45 million. And I won't bore you with the details, even if I could still remember them. But I have no problem with this estimated cost. After all, it's money spent within the country, enhancing people's incomes and creating some real business all round. But the best thing in my view is the extra income to the country that such an occasion generates. Think of all these people coming from far and wide, spending money in the process. But the most valuable aspect of it that I believe in, particularly on these occasions, are in the feel-good factor that they generate. Whether it's a newborn, such as the recent Prince Louis, or this wedding, we somehow all get a feeling of elation and uplift. Perhaps I'm a bit sentimental, but why not? Judge me as you may, but please be not too harsh on me. But I hasten to say that my enthusiasm and interest in such events actually goes beyond the royal occasions. Indeed, lately I attended one of these least recognized rituals that are not only interesting, but actually also very close to us. And it is my pleasure to describe it to you. Many of you would probably know that our borough mayor is changed every year. In this borough, it is customary that the deputy mayor spends a year filling in for when the mayor is unable to attend a function or to chair the council meeting, and in the process gets the feel and the experience of what it will be when the deputy puts on the full mantle of the mayoralty the following year. This change is conducted within a special council meeting, during which the mayor is proposed and seconded, and where, as is usual, there are no other names proposed, the council will vote the new mayor in, and the same process happens for the deputy mayor. These meetings are in effect public meetings, and anyone can attend and watch from the gallery. However, the outgoing mayor and the incoming mayor have the right to invite a number of people as their personal guests. This year, I was one of these privileged personal guests of the incoming mayor, and we occupied some seats purposely set for the guests. I was fascinated by all the procedure, and how well it marks a civilized society that is able to smoothly and seamlessly move from one administration to the other with full consensus and acceptance. And after all this, the mayor and his or her consort stand to receive each of the attendants personally, shake hands, and exchange a few good words. It was so joyful for me to be one of these guests, and all I said to her, our new mayor, is that I personally stand willing to be of any help in any of the projects that she, Mrs. Shweta Kapadia, will inevitably undertake during her year as a mayor. At the end of the evening and after the refreshments and meeting many people I knew, I felt the power of an orderly society. And when considering the royal wedding, one can come out with the conclusion that such orderliness is something that our nation has acquired along the centuries and is now embedded throughout the strata of society, from royalty to the local boroughs. Long may that last, and long may we abide by Jesus' wisdom for us to give unto Caesar what is unto Caesar, and to God what is unto God. Caesar, in our case, is the Queen and the government with all its institutions. As for God, well, all he wants from us is to love him and abide by his teachings in all aspects of our life, individually and collectively. Goodbye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.